Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Renzi. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on. I don't know what it is about the Wicked Wednesday, man. The Friday show is supposed to be the messed up show, all right? That's the Friday night freak show. The Friday night show is when I called it the freak show because I just sort of accepted that I've lost control of things. And it's like, whatever. Like, I'm not going to put up with idiots and dumbasses and stuff all week, but Fridays I've sort of accepted. You know what? It is what it is. I think the mental asylums let their patients use the internet and the phones on Friday nights. So, yet it seems like Wednesday's become like some sort of, it is wicked, wickedly angering. Yet, as I stated, I'm so rattled. I'm betting games. I think I lost. I don't know. I didn't check the final score. I'm watching basketball games. I've lost like 13 bets this week by half a point. I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I had somebody even message me and go, oh my God, dude. He goes, I can't believe it. I don't cry about it that much, right? I might bring up one or two, but last night I literally lost 7 bets by like half this, point that, bucket, 2 points total, 233 gets to 232, stuff like that. Yet I'm not going to lie, tonight, look, the Boston Bruins come back. Tonight, I won a couple NBA props just barely. I won like 3-4 NBA props tonight by a bucket or by a point, right? So, you got to hope that it goes both ways. You just got to hope that when it adds up, that it's on your side in the end this evening. But, you know, we've been pretty prop heavy in the NBA, and I got to like lean off a little bit. I got to step back a little bit with these props. You know, I'm playing 10, 15 props a night, and it's a roller coaster. You know, like I said, last night I was 6-10 at one point, and then I went 7-0. I wasn't any smarter an hour later than I was, you know what I mean, earlier in the night. So what, I was a dumbass when I was 6-10, but I was smart when I was 7-0? No. You're playing these props, man. It's like playing roulette. Or it's like flipping the coin at the Super Bowl. Which, speaking of which, we will be doing. I didn't tell you guys that. Yeah, we're going to be flipping the coin at the Super Bowl. I've been invited by the league. All the work that I've done through the pandemic. Goodell reached out and he said, Renzi, I want you at midfield. Bring it.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports. Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest,
am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
It's a hobby. It's a hobby, man. All right, I see that the psychos in our chat, specifically Big Will, actually said, oh, I actually am betting some Russian hockey tonight. And not the KHL, but the MHL. So, in other words, Big Will's got a gambling problem. He's betting on the Russian Hockey League's minor league games, which, not going to lie, I bet on them myself. You know what? I'm actually just looking up right now. What's the team that Putin, like, owns or he's associated with? They win all the time. They win all the time. Nothing wrong with betting a little Russian hockey. At least they play hockey there. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. Try to pad the account. Why don't you do an MHL Super Bowl parlay? An MHL Super Bowl parlay. All right, so let me give you some props here that, you know, I'm not going to come up with these. And listen, if you can get that Villanova prop, I can live with what Babana was talking about. But let's give you some stuff that you can actually get in. You know what I mean? I know that we have people tuning in from all over the place. And I also know that which props are standard props. Right, which ones that everybody can actually get in on. I can share what I played. And I am now up to, I'm up to nine props now. I'm up to nine props, $100 a prop. So the list is up to nine. I played Tom Brady, over 39.5 yards, longest completion. Tom Brady, over 39.5 yards, longest completion. He went over this number in the last game against the Green Bay Packers, if you remember. And I know Matthias remembers that sick catch by Chris Godwin. Seconds after, Troy Aikman said that Godwin can't be trusted.
Big time. Karma.
Basically, yeah, Godwin dropped one over the slot. It is what it is. It you know, I think it was like the second pass he dropped in the game. And Aikman said, you know, Tom Brady will go back to you, but Tom, you know, after a while, he's going to lose his patience. And then literally, like, before Aikman can get the sentence out, there's Godwin for 52 yards down the field. Like, hey, acrobatic, like, crazy catch. Yeah, oh, it was.
That was a massive play in the game. That was a changer when you look at it, because the momentum was changing. If Bucks go out on a three and out right there, who knows what happens on that next, on the next drive for Aaron Rodgers. Them getting more points on the board right there just gave the momentum right back to them. A huge play.
Yeah. Now, listen, KC don't give up a lot of big plays down the field, but listen, Brady, so he had one against Green Bay. He did not against any other two playoff games. The Saints game, no, and the Washington game, no. But he did in five previous games to that in a row, actually. So Tom Brady is 6-2 in the last eight games as far as longest completion over 39.5 yards. All right. Patrick Mahomes, I also played, over 39.5 yards. No explanation necessary. The great thing about this is he can dump it off to Tyreek Hill and Hill can take off. He can pop a big one to Kelsey. Hardman, he can do a little shovel pass to Hardman and Hardman takes off. Right? There's a lot of ways. Or he could just throw a bomb. Right? There's a lot of different ways Mahomes can get a completion of 39 yards or more. And checking in, so listen, he didn't really he only played the first half essentially and a little bit into the third, right? Against Cleveland, and he did do it. He went over. He had a 42-yard pass against Cleveland and he had a 71-yarder against the Buffalo Bills. There were a couple of games where they sleptwalked the Atlanta game and the Saints game. Saints defense pretty good, though. The Atlanta game, they only scored 17 points. The Saints, he didn't. He had a 23-yarder. Game before that, 44. You know, so if you add it up, actually, you know, early, he's had like these little runs, 49, 54, 49, 45, 37, 37, 38, 41, 44, 22, 75, 30, 44, 23, 31, 42, 71. Now we're into the Super Bowl and it's going to be bombs away. And you can't run on Tampa. So I went over 39.5 yards, longest completion for Patrick Mahomes. This one is interesting. I don't know, tell me what you think about this. Is will both teams have the lead in the first half? And I got this at plus 110. Will both teams have the lead in the first half? I say yes, they will. This game's not going to go wire to wire. What do you think? Like what? You think like Tampa, KC's going to score first and that's that? They're going to lead the entire game. It's like never like wire to wire, right? And or vice versa. If Tampa scores first, you don't think KC's going to come back at some point? I actually like this. Like, this is an interesting bet to me that we'll see if I'm wrong, but I really like it at plus money. I mean, a team can score first. And, like, so basically, you know, you're not asking, it's not will a team be leading at the end of the half. Will both teams ever have the lead in the first half? So imagine, one team goes down the field, scores a field goal. Other team goes down the field, scores a touchdown. I win the bet. That's one. Just like that. Right? Ideally, with a bet like this, I don't want a touchdown first. It'd be better if there was a field goal first, right? And then a team would have a lead, and then it can sort of open up after. But I like this bet a lot. I think there's good value, and it's a common bet that you can get in. All right? So, will both teams have the lead in the first half? I say, in the words of Stone Cold Austin, Steve Stone Cold, hell yeah. You're damn right both teams are going to have the lead. Will there be a two-point conversion attempt? Will there be a two-point conversion attempt? This is also plus 110. I think this one I put $50 on. All the other ones I have 100. This is the only one I put 50 on. Just because it's a little bit more random. And, you know, these teams don't go for it all that often. At least they didn't two times each in a regular season. Tampa Bay did go for it in the playoffs already, though. So they did have a two-point convert attempt. Cleveland did not. So it's interesting to see that in 8 of the last 11 Super Bowls, there was a two-point convert attempt. All right, so the fact is, at plus money, and you look at these kickers that seem to miss kicks all the time now as well, and they miss the extra point all the time, it's sort of, you know what I mean? The key numbers get twisted here. It's not going to be surprising if some point someone misses an extra point and somebody goes for two, or they're down, Tampa's down late and they're starting to go for two. You know, it's not like the good thing about this is you can get ballsy and say, yes, they're going to convert at plus 250. I'm just saying I'm not worried about converting. I'm not trying to convert anybody. I'm just saying that there will be an attempt. There will be an attempt. We gave you the over 3.5 sacks already. So we like the sacks. We know about the pressure. The Buccaneers get great great pressure on the quarterback. 5 sacks against Rodgers. The Chiefs had 4 sacks against a mobile quarterback in Josh Allen, and a big quarterback at that. This is only 3.5. You have 2 quarterbacks to get rid of the ball extremely fast, but getting the 4 sacks is not asking a lot. I like all these props. I really do. The total touchdown passes. I'm surprised that this one, like, let me see the number if this one is moved. Let me see if this number is moved here. I was surprised that it went down. All right, total touchdown passes. Nope, it remains the same, 150. It remains the same, 150. It was 160 and it came down. I pulled the trigger at 150. I don't think it's going to 140. Guys, there were 6 touchdown passes in week 12 when these two teams played. 6. Jeff Reinbold steps up and in next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bring it.
The gates of hell are open wide.
to be honest.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you. It's meant memories, family, friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Damnation and a misery.
The late night end of men's blood class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenz. We're kicking it. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 204. Let's bring in a man whose passion for the sport of football is second to none. If we told you about all the teams that he's been with and how long he's been around, we're going to be here for like 13 hours. But those of you in Hawaii, of course, and college football fans, remember the great run with June Jones and Hawaii going to the Sugar Bowl. Those of you in Germany, and we've got listeners in Germany, remember Coach Reinbold from NFL Europe. Hamilton Tiger Cat fans are getting fired up. Oski wee wee, Oski raw wah. Coach Jeff Reinbold steps up and in doing the Super Bowl for Sky Sports. Coach, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. You know what? My heart's beating just listening to you. You got me going.
Yeah, I'm ready, Coach. I'm ready. Hey, listen, I got fired up when I found out you were coming on the show. So listen, before we get to the Super Bowl and your predictions and your breakdown, I want to ask you something, being the special teams guru that you are, longtime special teams guru, of course, Coach Reinbold. I've talked about this ad nauseum. Why is it, Coach, that a great kicker like Butker will nail a 54-yarder? Justin Tucker can nail a 57-yarder after 13 beers blindfolded, yet all these kickers in the NFL are missing extra points suddenly. Coach, talk to me about this. Why do they miss extra points and not long field goals?
Well, let me just say this, man. It is a imperfect game played by imperfect athletes on in an imperfect world. So it just, I don't think people really understand, because they're so good that they make it look so easy most of the time. And then when you see a Justin Tucker go out and have the night like he had in Buffalo, where he put more on the crossbar than through the crossbar. So, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. And, you know, it's part of being in the game. You know, it is, there's no 100%ers, man. I mean, you know, think about baseball. If you fail 7 out of 10 yeah. times at plate, you're still a pretty good hitter. I mean, and so for the kickers, that's the life they lead.
And you know what, Coach? I brought this up, too, and I think the common fan just sort of expects everything to be an automatic, but a lot of things can go wrong. I mean, there are three people involved, right, in an extra point, in a field goal. The snap has to be good, the holder has to get it down, and then the kicker has to make sure he's got good footing, and then he makes the kick. I guess, you know, Joe Sixpack on the couch gets pissed off, but you as a special teams coach know a lot of things can go wrong, Coach.
Yeah, well, and you know what? Just like anything in life, the more people that get involved, the more chances are it's going to get screwed up. And, you know, you got three guys that got to perform at a high level. That operation has to be absolutely perfect, because if it's over 2.1, that thing's going to get blocked. So the long snapper has to take the ball, look between his legs, throw a strike with 200-300 pounders on each shoulder, and he knows he's going to get pounded as soon as he snaps the ball. Then the holder's got to take it and not, you know, again, it's not just put the ball down. You got to put the laces away from the kicker with the proper lean, because they all like it. Their lean a little bit different. And then the kickers, like you said, you got to have a great plant foot. You got to follow through. You got to keep your head. It is a lot of moving parts to that one, what seemingly is a simple task, ain't so simple.
Coach Jeff Reinbold with us on Sports Rage at late night. So, Coach, let me ask you about the special teams advantage in this football game. I got to tell you, Coach, I wouldn't mind being the punter for the Kansas City Chiefs. Dude's punted once in the playoffs. Yeah. You know, I can shank a punt once for you, Coach. But talk to me about special teams in this matchup. Hardman is so explosive. And you know, Coach, in a game like this, as Al Pacino stated in any given Sunday, we fight for every inch, right? So every yard counts. Talk to me about the special teams. Is there an advantage that you see on one team or another?
Well, I'll tell you, brother, I think truly there's a distinct advantage for Kansas City, because when you look at their roster and then you figure in, number one, that Dave Tobe, their special teams coach, is, in my mind, the best one in the National Football League, or at least in the top five in the National Football League. They've got a deep, talented roster of guys that can run. And, you know, when you look at Tampa, on the other hand, special teams have kind of been their undoing in some games. And you don't have to go any further back than the New Orleans Saints game, first round of the playoffs, when if that second punt, if they don't have a clipping call on that second punt, that's a whole nother game after, you know, after that thing goes in the end zone. So I think the advantage in this one is truly with the Chiefs. I'm interested to see, though, whether B.A. is going to stick Antonio Brown back there to return punts, because field position, like you said, is going to be critical.
Now, we don't know how – obviously, Antonio Brown's not 100% healthy, but they didn't sign this dude, and he ain't sleeping at Tom Brady's house not to play in the Super Bowl. Right, Coach?
There's no question about it. I mean, these guys, I mean, they'll chew their arm off to play in this one. And you know, you look at – there's a couple of guys. Whitehead, the safety, he knocked his shoulder down last week. He's questionable. Winfield says he's going to play, and I think that's really key for Todd Bowles, because that young player, a rookie out of Minnesota, has had an unbelievable impact on that Tampa Bay defense.
So as far as Antonio Brown is concerned, would you throw him back there? He hasn't played in a while, but you know what? It's one game. You signed him for this to make a play for you in a big game. Would you have him back there returning kicks?
Well, you know, he's going to have to look at his roster, because, you know Evans is going to be on. You know Godwin's going to be on. Antonio, I have been told today, is going to be healthy enough to play. Justin Watson will be on. Now you got to say, okay, who are you going to keep? Are you going to keep Tyler Johnson, or are you going to keep Jaden Mickens? If you keep Jaden Mickens, then Antonio probably doesn't have to return punts. But if you want something, if you want some juice out of your punt return game, then, you know, you better put him back there. Because remember now, it's a long offseason. Guys can heal in the offseason, but the one thing that doesn't heal is their feelings if they lose a football game and it's the world championship.
Coach, we've been talking about the tight ends and the impact that they can have in this football game. Rob Gronkowski's been around as long as you have, Coach. I gotta tell you, he's still here. And like you, he's still got it. And it's amazing. You know, people think, oh, well, Gronk's not the same player he was. Well, I'll tell you what, he had 6 catches and 106 yards the first time they played, Coach. And I don't have to tell you, you know, if there's one sort of soft spot, at least, I don't know if it's a soft spot, but teams have moved the ball to their tight end against the Chiefs this year. If you're Tampa Bay, are you going to Brady? Are you going to Gronk? How are you approaching it?
Well, I think you know, when I watched that game, I watched that game again twice today and really looked close at it. And you made a great point, because Tom was uncomfortable. They were blitzing him early in the game. They blitzed him 8 out of the first 14 snaps of the game. And he didn't, you know, he wasn't feeling good about his guys winning outside, because Kansas City can, you know, they got 3 great corners. But the matchup that he can always count on is Gronkowski against Sorensen or Gronkowski against Matthew, because Gronk will run away from Sorensen and he's so big that he'll just turn his back on Matthew and just post him up. So, you know, the Chiefs are, you know, with Charvarius Ward and Rashad Breeland and L'Jarius Sneed, they can match up with any 3 receivers. And this is the thing about Tampa. Tampa's a big 11 personnel team, so they're going to play a tight end and a back and 3 wide receivers. Well, KC can match those 3 wide receivers, but the place where Tampa can work is at the tight end with Brate and with Gronk.
Jeff Reinbold with special teams, coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And we hope that there's Hamilton Tiger Cat football. I saw that the Cats coach just re-signed Jeremiah Masoli. Hell of a quarterback. And it was heartbreaking that we couldn't get some CFL football in last year. I'm seeing, you know, the clubs are very, very active right now. What are you hearing as far as this is concerned? Are they telling you guys get your passport ready, you have to quarantine, et cetera? Is there any plan in place at all right now, Coach?
Well, I think the league is going to do everything it possibly can. And our commissioner's come out and said that, you know, he plans on playing football this year. Everybody's going. You've seen what's been happening with all the signings around the league in the last month. And those are all positive signs. We just got to do our part and hope that, you know, we can get the COVID-19 thing under control and the government gives us the go and we'll play, because, you know, Canadian football has been a part of that country for almost 200 years and was really tough on everybody not having a season last year. So we're all hopeful and excited about the prospect of playing in 21.
Coach, I've met a lot of athletes, coaches. I've been in the music business before. I've been in the radio business a long time. I've done hockey in the past. So long story short, I've met a lot of drinkers and a lot of beer drinkers. I haven't seen anyone, and God bless him, one of my favorite people of all time, Danny McManus. I swear to God, bro, his hands are bigger than a football, coach. This guy, he's crushing beers, coach, like they're mini Coke cans. They're mini Coke cans. Great guy. God, that guy can drink beer.
Well, I tell you what, he could throw the football, too. And I remember when Danny was in Edmonton and I was a defensive coordinator at BC. And you know, one thing about Danny Mack, he's a little bit like Tom Brady. He's going to slide around in the pocket, but he's not going to run out of the pocket. And so we sent a couple blitzes right down the chute at him, and he stood right in there and took the shot and threw a strike. He is tough. I mean, and you know what? He was a guy that the players, the team, his teammates, his offensive linemen particularly, they loved to play for him because he was one of them. He was offensive lineman in a quarterback's number.
Coach, let me ask you about a player. We'll get back to the Super Bowl, but let me ask you about a player, a special teams stud that maybe some people tuning in right now don't know about. I want you to describe how good this guy is. Brandon Banks. Banks. Like, how explosive is this guy? And I got to say, though, I don't know if there's a player in football history that's had more explosive plays canceled by penalties than him over the years.
Well, the one that sticks out in our minds the most is the one, you know, kind of the phantom clipping call in the Grey Cup that cost us a Grey Cup. But he, you know what, Brandon Banks came up here and, you know, I've had the opportunity to coach a lot of great return guys, Gizmo Williams, you know, I mean, bunches of them. And the thing that Brandon is such an incredible, he's 148 pounds. And he, you know, he's got obviously electric speed, but he's tougher than most people get, you know, you would think a 148 pound guy would be, because he'll hit it up in there. You look at a bunch of his returns, and I think he has 18 kick returns for touchdowns in the 7 years that he's been in Hamilton. And, you know, some of them like he went off against Montreal. And I remember watching a copy of the television copy of the film and the receiver.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chris from Montreal was saying, why are we still kicking him the ball?
He's one of the funnest football players I've ever seen in my life. Jeff Reinbold with his coach, Reinbold, with the Ticats. He's doing the Super Bowl for Sky Sports in Europe. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Coach Jeff Reinbold kicked with us on SiriusXM Channel 204. We're breaking it down. Listen, Coach, we can talk football all night, but I know I bounced around. I called an audible at the line of scrimmage by bringing Brandon Banks up. But I had to show the kid some love, Coach, because he's that good. He's that fun of a football player to watch a play. So speaking of fun football players, Mahomes versus Brady. How good does – you've been around a long time, Coach. You've seen a lot of great quarterbacks before, but – like, I think fans and, you know, all of us sort of take this stuff for granted. But, dear God, you've got Tom Brady in his 10th Super Bowl against a Mahomes, who, Coach, can be the first guy only the third quarterback in NFL history to win consecutive MVPs in a Super Bowl, Terry Bradshaw and Bart Starr. He's only 25 years old.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. You're right. And I have been fortunate enough to have had five different Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks on teams that I've been a part of. And I can't think of anybody that can that means more to his football team than Patrick Mahomes means to Kansas City. Now, granted, they've got an outright track team at wide receiver. I mean, they got three guys out there that can all run under 4.4, and they got the best tight end in football. But when you watch him play, the thing that he can do that nobody else can do, his arm is so strong, he can throw at every arm angle, every foot platform, he can extend plays. The only thing I haven't seen him do, and I'm waiting for it because he might be holding it until the Super Bowl, is I want to see him complete a pass behind his back, because I've seen no-look passes, I've seen shovel passes, I've seen him throw it with his left hand. I mean, the guy is absolutely uncanny. And you know what I think helps him with that? His dad was a Major League Baseball player, and he grew up playing baseball. Patrick was also drafted as a baseball player, but the ability to throw off balance like a baseball player has to do, I think that's really helped his football.
So, Coach, when you look at this this matchup, what's the key to success for victory for both teams? Obviously, the Tampa Bay defensive line, they play great football. They're stout. They're a brick wall, man. They only give up like 80 yards a game on the ground. But is that enough? What has to be done? And is this game going to turn into a track meet, Coach, or do you think it slows down a little bit? The first one, you know, was a strange game. KC got off to the 17-0 lead. How do you think the game itself plays out? Does it turn into a track meet? If you're Tampa, do you try to, like, milk the clock? Not milk the clock, but, you know, go on prolonged drives. How do you think the pace of the game is going to play out?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if I'm Kansas City, I'm supplying the baton because I want it to be a track meet. If I'm Tampa Bay, I'm saying not so fast. Because you talked about that game they played, I think it was week 12 or 13 in the season. And, you know, Tampa was so far behind so fast, they didn't know what hit them. And they've got to make sure that, you know, and I think Todd Bowles understands this, and their defense really, to me, is the reason they're in this thing. You know, the way they played against New Orleans and the way they played last week. Their pass rushers, and I'm talking about their outside guys, and you talk about Jason Pierre-Paul, you know, and Shaq Barrett, they've got to have big nights. Now, they have a chance because Kansas City's got two backup offensive tackles playing. So Wiley and Remmers are, you know, they are career backups, and that's a chance for them. Now, the thing that scares me about it is the matchup that Carlton Davis, number 24 for Tampa, has against Tyreek Hill. The last time they played, I mean, Tyreek broke his spirit. I mean, it was unbelievable what he did. 200 yards of receiving in the first half of the football game. And, you know, they've got to find a way to not let Tyreek Hill ruin the game. And then they got to handle Kelce, and then they got to handle, you know, Sammy Watkins, and then got to handle. I mean, you're talking about a major, major job on defense. Now, Tampa's up for it. The last game, watching the tape, Todd Bowles has a reputation of being a blitzing guy, a pressure guy. He didn't blitz at all in the first half of that game the last time they played. I think he's going to get off the bus blitzing against Mahomes this time.
Coach, before we get you out of here, I wanted to talk about another coach that kind of flies under the radar in this game. There's a lot of oxygen in the air as far as this Super Bowl is big names, but Coach Spagnuolo has done a great job with this defense, and he's had success against Tom Brady in the past with the New York Giants, and in fact, he won the Super Bowl. And we've talked about it. I mean, Honey Badger's a great athlete and an amazing player, but they don't have that shutdown corner, yet they're still kind of tricky to pass against right now. How do you think the Chiefs secondary matches up against the Buccaneers passing attack?
Well, I think, you know what? I think they match up real well, because I talked about the three corners with the three wide receivers. Now, here's the thing that Spags does an outstanding job of. And I've known him for a long, long time, because he was in NFL Europe and he came up under Andy Reid with Jimmy Johnson, was the defensive coordinator in Philadelphia, and he was a big zone blitz guy. And you see it in the way that Spags attacks the game. He's going to take Sorensen and make him almost like a linebacker. He'll come off the edge. He'll come inside. They run a lot of, and had great success last time they played, with what we call trailer blitzes, where one guy goes first and another guy comes behind him. So the back gets a little two-on-one job. And he keeps Sorensen out of coverage, which is really, really smart. Matthew, he lets him just kind of roam around. He's such an instinctive playmaker, but he's not a great cover guy. So that's why, again, we talked about the tight ends. I think if you're going to beat this thing that Kansas City is going to put at you defensively, you're going to have to feature the tight end.
It's a tough game to make a concisive pick on. I think Kansas City are going to win. It's tough to go against Tom Brady in a spot like this. You know how badly he wants this to get that seventh championship. But Kansas City are just so deep. And as you just talked about, you shut Hill down, then they're going to start going to Kelsey. And, not to mention, they can run the ball a little bit as well. Hardman with the little reverses and the sweeps that they do. Just such a devastating offense, Coach.
Yeah, Andy Reid, if you go back and study Andy Reid's history, when he has a week to prepare, whether it's coming out of a bye or any situation like this, he's almost unbeatable, because he will, he's a film junkie. He's in that office at 3:30 in the morning, and he's watching tape, and he's going to find some little wrinkle, some little way. Their play design is almost flawless. They put Hill in so many positions where he can get, free run at the secondary, what we call free access to the second level, or that he can beat a guy with leverage. And once he's passed you, once he's got a step on you, it's over, because he just has that unbelievable 4-3-1 speed, which, there aren't guys walking around on the street corner like that. He's a rare, rare athlete.
Andy Reid is 26-5 in his career off of a bye. That's not a coincidence. That's a big sample size. And how about this? Mahomes, Coach, 7-0 off a bye, averages 35.7 points per game in those seven games. And the Chiefs have also averaged 33.3 points per game when playing a team for the second time during a season. That's what I'm just so fascinated about. And I wanted to just say on the way out here to you, Coach, I guess a lot of teams, you sort of know what they're going to do. All right, they're going to go to this guy. They're going to do this. They have their bag of tricks. Kansas City are so damn good, Coach. They can change their – they're a chameleon, right? It's like, well, we're so good, we can just do this. Like I said, if you take all this away, then they'll start running the ball and doing bubble screens on you.
this is why I love Andy Reid so much, because he's so willing to think out of the box. During the offseason, he gets all kinds of CFL film and looks at it, because he wants to see what the, in our league, we were out of the box before there was a box. Right? but also, I'm watching them play, and I am not kidding you. I see them in the red zone, what we call the tight red, right down on the goal line, and they go into a shift that was called the Notre Dame box shift that was popular in the 1920s. And I look at it and I go, you got to be kidding me. That's how much this guy is a football junkie. He's going to have something on Sunday, so don't go for a beer, because he may miss it.
Man, and you just tell how much fun he's having. So let me ask you on the way out, Coach. Eric Bieniemy, is he getting screwed over right now, or is there a master plan down the road that Bieniemy takes over for Andy Reid after?
Well, you know what? It's hard for me to understand. Now, again, I don't sit in the meetings. I don't go to. I'm not privy to what the owners want and all that stuff. But it's real hard for me to believe that a guy who's done as much as Eric has done has not had an opportunity. Now, he may have turned some down that we don't know about, but I think it's and Andy said it, I think, yesterday in his press conference. He said, whoever gets him is going to get a great one, and I hope it's an NFC team that gets him because he doesn't want to play against them.
You know what we hear? He doesn't interview well. I want a guy, you know, a lot of coaches have great press conferences, right, Coach? But then they don't win games.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, he doesn't interview well. Whatever it is, it's the Kansas City Chiefs game. Coach, so before we get you out of here, do you have a prediction for us? How do you think this game plays out?
Well, you know what? I'm going to stay with what I said all the way back last March, that until somebody shows me different, Kansas City is the best team in football, top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams. There really is no weak place that they have. Now, again, they're nicked up a little bit at tackle. I get that. But I just think their depth and the amount of playmakers that they have on both sides of the football are going to, you know, pay dividends for them. I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be close and, you know, all the way into the fourth quarter. But, again, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win it.
Coach, you know, it's funny. During the playoffs, everyone's talking about weather. Ooh, it's going to be cold. It's going to be cold. And now people are actually, you keep your eye on the weather. I'm thinking, dear God, guys, we had Hank Bauer on the plate in the freezer bowl. I was going to say, guys, you know, the Grey Cup, man, people in Canada get upset if it's not cold during the game. It's like, oh, it's not even cold. It's supposed to be cold. It's not even cold.
Hey, we went, when we, as 2013, we went to play in the Grey Cup in Regina.
Oh, boy.
Went out to practice for the first day, and we lost three players to frostbite, and that is a true story. So don't tell me about cold.
Hey, Coach. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. Coach is overseas right now, Sky Sports. Coach, thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. We look forward to doing this again, and hopefully we're talking Hamilton Tiger Cat football next time.
You got it, brother. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and take care.
Thanks, Coach.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coach Jeff Reinbold for joining us. Great stuff with the coach. It's interesting that he talked about Andy Reid and the plays that Andy Reid runs, and Andy Reid actually looking at CFL game tape to see if there's anything that he can come up with and find. And, you know, Andy Reid does run these plays, man, from like yesteryear and stuff, talking about running plays from like the 1920s. And if you think about it, there's been some great coaching matchups. All right. Let's be real. There's been some great coaching matchups in the Super Bowl over the years. You know, Chuck Knoll and Tom Landry, Steelers and Cowboys. There's been some legendary, you know, Joe Gibbs and Shula. But you got some really smart dudes, man, in this year's Super Bowl. Right. Andy Reid's a smart guy who's been around forever. Eric Bieniemy is very creative and understands how to like work with the talent that he has. Spagnuolo is a former head coach. in the National Football League. And don't forget, this is something that's not being brought up enough, actually, is that don't forget, Spagnuolo was the defensive coordinator with the New York Giants when they shut down Tom Brady, right? So Spags has beaten, he's beaten Brady before in a Super Bowl. So, like, you know what I mean? So you look at Kansas City staff, it's as good as it gets. And then you look at Tampa, it's like an all-star staff as well. Todd Bowles does a great job with that defense. He's a great defensive mind. You've got Leftwich, a former quarterback. You know, you got Brady, but they work well together. At least they started to. And then you got Arians, who's very stubborn, but Arians is a very smart guy, right? Arians is a smart guy. And Arians is very creative as well. So I think both coaches will have something up their sleeves just for the sake of it, actually. Like, their egos, like, they almost have to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I guarantee, like, Andy Reid will run some weird-ass play, man. He's going to run a weird play that, like, no one's ever seen before, and it'll be something that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders did or, you know, like, some Division III team did. It's funny how the great coaches work. You know, like, they were talking, like, basically, the Kansas City Chiefs run a lot of plays that Texas Tech ran with Mahomes. They just sort of modified it a bit. And Nick Saban was saying he watches the Kansas City Chiefs and he just takes what they do and he implements it. And, like, everybody's just sort of copying from each other. The smart ones do, but good art is moral, great art is steel. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid.
And stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.